So after my R&R was over, I got on a troop train and got as far as California. They had a camp there for guys that are going back. And this young man came over and he says, are you Sergeant Beretta? I said, yeah. He said, they're going to hold you here. You're not going anywhere. I said, what, why? He said, I don't know why, but you're going to stay here.
Joe would find out that the reason he wasn't returning to Guam was that the atomic bomb had been dropped on Japan. His service in the Pacific was over. Joe finished his military service stateside. The Bronze Star is awarded to members of the United States Armed Forces for either heroic achievement, heroic service, meritorious achievement, or meritorious service in a combat zone. Joe Beretta of Lexington, Missouri, received 2 Bronze Stars.
I was in combat zone for 2 years, and a lot did happen in them 2 years. And there's some things that hard for me to talk about, and some things that I've probably forgotten.
This story doesn't end in 1945. At 23 years old, Sergeant Joe Beretta from Lexington was discharged from the U.S. Army. His story interacts with another, that of Peggy Murphy from Camden, Missouri. During the war, Peggy was living through World War II from the home front. She was still a few years away from meeting her future husband, Joe Beretta. Her 2 brothers, Jay and Winston Murphy, were fighting in the Pacific as well. Jay Murphy was a Marine in Guadalcanal. Winston Murphy was in the Navy. He was stranded in the Pacific Ocean after his naval ship was sunk and he was rescued. 3 years after returning from war in the Pacific, Joe Beretta from Lexington married the love of his life, Peggy Murphy from Camden. Joe and Peggy Beretta made their home in Lexington, raised 2 children, and have 5 grandchildren. They have been married 68 years. Peggy has her sights set on celebrating their 70th wedding anniversary. Joe made a career at General Motors. He was recently honored for his military service at the Higginsville Country Fair during the car show held at Bill Bunch Chevrolet. On a personal note, it was such an honor to meet Joe and Peggy Beretta of Lexington, Missouri. No matter what we feel we've accomplished or sacrificed in life, most of us will fall short of what Joe experienced before he was 23 years old. I asked Joe one final question. What advice can you give to those of us who are living a great life and enjoying our freedom because of what you and others at that time did?
Well, I've thought about that a lot. I think number one, as far as our culture is concerned, I think we should respect the flag more than I've seen what happened from time to time to the flag. Freedom doesn't come cheap. You had to fight for it.